Many times during battles, the companions, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they were wounded or severely injured. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He placed healing in the blessed hands, in the blessed body of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Atiq radhiyallahu anhu mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that he once broke his leg. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he returned from his mission, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hand on it and he was instantly healed as if nothing had ever happened to him. At Khaybar, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, he suffered from an eye infection. So painful, he was unable to open it. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls him. He places his blessed saliva onto his eye. And subhanallah, immediately his eyesight returns. Even sharper than it was before. His one eye, now sharper than the second. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, these moments, they teach us so much. The greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The power of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The power of his ability to heal others. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Not at his miracles. These moments also remind us about illness, ailment, and shifa. We have doctors, medicine, treatments, etc. These are all means. But true shifa ultimately comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the good news is, subhanallah, whenever you may feel broken, whether that's physically, whether that's mentally, whether that's emotionally, psychologically, whatever it may be, remember the words within the glorious Quran, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ, and when I am ill, it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who heals me. My dear viewers, ultimate shifa is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never feel despondent, never give up, because Allah ta'ala is all powerful. If you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can grant you shifa. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.